The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So, hello and welcome. Nice to be with you and looking forward to practicing together. So, for this edition of Happy Hour, I'd like to invite us to turn towards the good in 2020, which might seem like a tall order. We're towards the end of it. Such a crazy year, challenging year, tough year, unusual year. Use your favorite adjective. And yet, it had gifts. It has had gifts. This year has had gifts. And not to condone all the challenges for us, for others, for our loved ones, for people we don't know around the globe, not to condone any of that. And yet, to not turn away also from the gifts that were possible in this year. Some gifts that actually came about specifically because of shelter in place and the various unusual circumstances of this year, and some that happened regardless. And just to share with you the inspiration for this invitation, in this specific invitation about 2020, this came about today as I was listening to a podcast called The Daily by the New York Times. And the episode today, that's the invitation that they had to their listeners. And there are a lot of recordings that people had called in and shared things that they were grateful for in 2020, specifically because of the conditions in 2020. And again, not to condone all the challenges that have happened, but you know, people, perhaps families being able to spend more time together, kids who were able to finally have a breakthrough and riding the bike because their parents had more time to spend time with them every day doing that. Or again, families who hadn't talked, for example, had been estranged for years, but somehow because of this, they came together. Or various things that became possible. People who picked up musical instruments or started to do art or read more or picked up something, just some gift. And as I was reflecting, as I was specifically reflecting on the gifts, either specifically due to the COVID shelter in place, the unusual nature of this pandemic year, or just things that came up for me, which was also another theme in the podcast, that people who had fallen in love, had met during this, people who had children, so life, just beautiful things in life that had gone on in spite of the pandemic that they were really, really grateful for. So as I was turning to some things, I realized one thing that would not have been possible was this here. This Zoom happy hour across time zones, across the world. And actually, as I say this, I feel a chill going down my spine. There's just a sense of gratitude and gladness for this gift, this unexpected gift of the Sangha, both on Zoom and on YouTube, which has been such a beautiful, beautiful gift. And teaching online and retreats, etc. I can go on and on now, having turned my mind to the various gifts of this year. But that's what I would like to invite us as we come towards the end of 2020 to turn in this meditation, as I will guide us. At first, we will settle as usual with the breath, with the body, just settling, calming, gathering, collecting the mind, and then I'll have some invitations for us to turn towards appreciating appreciating the good. So that's the plan. So let's do it, Sangha. Let's get into our meditation posture. So settling, arriving in your body, the meditation posture. Whatever is appropriate for you in this moment in time. Landing. And greeting this body from the inside. Hello, body. Hello, feet. Hello, hands. Hello, sit bones. Hello, neck and shoulders. How you doing? Hello, face. Hello, chest. Hello, abdomen. Hello to any part of the body that calls out to you and wants to be greeted. Might be a little tight, a little achy, contracted, inviting that part of the body. Inviting this good friend to relax. Hi. Hello, dear. Welcome. You can put your weight down if you wish. And let yourself be soothed. All parts of the body to be soothed. Receiving the breath. Letting the breath move through the body. And as if your mind were a snow globe that was shaken, with all the little glittery pieces swimming about, all the thoughts twirling. Setting down the snow globe of your mind, your heart, your body. And letting all the shiny little objects settle. You can pick them up later, but for now, just enjoy. Enjoy the slow settling and landing. The clarity. The peace of awareness. Without objects twirling about. Just enjoying the breath. In breath. And the entirety of the out breath. If you find that the snow globe has shaken again, there are thoughts twirling about, it's okay. Just ever so gently, lovingly put it down, allowing it to settle again. Letting the breath be received with ease. Not so much going out with your attention, as if your attention were a fork stabbing the breath. No, let it be a spoon. Awareness receiving this warm soup. Nourishing, just being poured into it. Let the breath be poured into the awareness and the abdomen, your whole body. Letting your heart enjoy. Enjoy the breath, receiving the breath. The delight, the ease, the sweetness. Quiet. Now allowing yourself, if you wish, to receive the breath in the heart center as if it's the gift that's opening through the middle of your chest. Feeling into a sense of expansiveness around you and about you. Awakening a sense, a felt sense, as if a perfume of abundance in this moment, receiving the breath. This breath is enough in this moment. It's plenty. It's lovely just as it is. Deep, shallow, whatever it is. A gift received. Receiving the gift of the breath. The heart center in this moment. And now in this moment. And in this moment. And while feeling embodied, feeling your body, your sit bones, your abdomen, your chest, your breath, being received in each moment, feeling your feet on the ground, your hands touching each other or your lap. While you stay embodied, feeling, sensing, present in this moment, invite you to bring in a felt sense or an image of a gift into your heart from this year, 2020. An unexpected gift. Perhaps primarily as a result of the unusual nature of the year. Staying embodied, dropping it into your heart. As you continue to breathe into heart center, breathing and receiving this gift. In your heart, not thinking about it, but resonating with its goodness. Letting your heart rejoice, feel glad. Appreciating its goodness. Staying with its resonance in your heart and your body for a few more beats. A few more breaths. Appreciating this gift for one last moment, bowing to it. And inviting another gift into your heart. Something from this unusual year. Either directly or indirectly, because of how unusual it was. The causes and conditions. Letting your heart delight, become a light in this goodness. Bowing to this gift, this blessing, and inviting another blessing from this year. This time again, maybe not directly, could be directly or indirectly, or not related at all, but something about 2020. It's a gift for you. Bowing to this gift. It has filled your heart. And now in your own time, slowly inviting one gift after another, but taking your time with each, really relishing, breathing with it into your heart. Not rushing from one to the next, that can unsettle the mind. It's not about quantity, but the quality of staying with. I invite you to do this on your own time, if you wish, and at any point you can just come back to the breath and the body. Now I'd like to invite you, as you bow to whatever you're cherishing, reflecting upon, the gift, now to turn, to bow to that gift, and now turn your attention, perhaps to a sense of gratitude or abundance, sense of abundance. Of the unexpected gifts, that you've received. These unexpected gifts, some like grace, some for which you didn't necessarily do anything to deserve them. They came about your way. They were offered to you, born of causes and conditions. And some which you had a part in, you participated in their co-creation, appreciating that too, the abundance of that participation. And the co-creation. Feeling the abundance. Letting yourself, as much as available, almost as much as possible, to rest, to bow to the goodness of the abundance. And sharing, offering the abundance of your heart. As a gift of goodwill. With others, with all beings. Wishing them abundance. May they all have abundance too. Or feel the abundance that's given to them. Sharing your friendliness and goodwill and this good wish. May all beings everywhere enjoy abundance and appreciate the abundance that's given to them. May all beings everywhere be safe, happy, healthy, have ease, and be liberated. All beings everywhere, including myself. Thank you all for your practice. So I'll change the settings. If you like to share your reflections in chat, or if you like to raise your hand, And for that, you'll go to participants, you'll see a raise hand. And again, I'd like to invite folks who usually don't share much to share first, and those who always share first to pull back a little bit. What's present for you? What would you like to share from this practice? Any reflections, any questions? It's all okay. And now I open the floor to everyone. I'd love to have your reflections, your words of wisdom, your experience. We have words of appreciation on YouTube. Thank you, Judy, for your practice. And also acknowledging Dawn. Thanks, Dawn, for joining us. So, what came up for you? Okay, I'll start by sharing what came up for me. As I was reflecting on the gifts, it seemed like there were so many things that came about in 2020, either because of the conditions or regardless. Again, part of either the gift of grace or whether it was a matter of participation in the co-creation of something that happened that I was grateful for that happened this year, that last year, this time, they were not a part of my life or consciousness. So just a sense of, wow, abundance. So Neil shares, I'm deeply appreciative for my Sangha, the Dharma, and my teachers. Ah, thank you, Neil. Thank you for sharing that appreciation. And Jesse, please, I see your hand is up.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I think so many things I'm grateful for my practice, so many meditation groups that I would never have had access to. But the biggest thing was just this tremendous teaching on impermanence and how all conditions are impermanent. I don't know how I could have learned it this way. I mean, I could go on meditation retreats and stuff like this, but to have the whole world go through this type of experience and all of the social, political, economical, everything, it's really been a deep teaching for me within that, within my meditation practice, of really that I'm just a witness to conditions. And that's brought me a lot of peace. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesse. That is profound, what you mentioned is this deep realization, this deep insight into impermanence that you, in your own words, you are a witness to causes and conditions arising and passing. Wow. Thank you for sharing that gift, that insight, and also the freedom that brings about. Sense of freedom that brings about that, yes, all causes and conditions are impermanent, and what's born of them is impermanent. I see Valerie's hand is up. Please, Valerie.
Hi, this is my first time here. Like Jesse, I'm like really grateful that I got connected to like a bunch of different meditation groups. This year, and I'm also really grateful because I've been very like haphazardly meditating on and off for like a few years now, and I think this year was when I finally like really like developed my practice and was able to, you know, come back very consistently. So I'm really grateful for that.
Yay. Lovely. Delights me to hear all of that, Valerie, and delighted that you're joining us tonight for the first time. Yay. Welcome. Lovely to have you. Warms my heart. Yeah. Yeah. The goodness of connecting with consistent, more consistent practice because of what's happening. So yeah, I think that's true for many people. It's just what a gift it's been this year. Yeah. May that abundance be shared and transform our world. We have a few chats. And let's see, Bill. Very grateful for you and Diana. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for sharing that appreciation. Naf says, discovering the cup of abundance inside helps me imagine how it can overflow to those around me. Just seeing that it is there gives me the felt sense of wanting less. Ah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Naf. Lovely. Yeah, the sense of abundance and contentment. Beautiful. May you always feel the fullness of the cup overflowing within. Helen says, the greatest gift this year has been learning contentment. Oh, great. The contentment right after. That's beautiful. Thank you, Helen. Yeah, welcoming, Valerie. And Yuka says, your guide is always the light when I get lost. It helps me in my life. And thanks to everyone here, everyone has learned and told us that we are a global family. Thank you for lovely family. Ah, thank you, Yuka. It's lovely to have you as a vibrant member of this family, of this Sangha. Claire says, new levels of kindness are creating great change in my life. Thanks to you and Diana. Beautiful. That warms my heart, Claire. Thanks for sharing that. New levels of kindness. Yay. Yay. That's great. And more welcomes in chat for Valerie joining us. Beautiful. So, dear ones, for our connection with Sangha, and Ben, one last thing. Ben says, supportive community and geographically spread out Sangha has increased my capacity to offer more in my personal relationships. So beautiful. So I appreciate how you've been supported, Ben, with this geographically spread out Sangha and turning that around and the capacity of offering more in relationships. So speaking of relationships, that we support each other and create these beautiful relationships in connecting with each other in small groups here in Happy Hour. And for tonight, the invitation is this. The invitation is to go around and first, and each person will share one thing that came up for you that you're grateful in 2020. So each person will say one thing, and if there is time, then person number one will say again something else, and you go round and round and receive, allow yourself to receive with joy what the gift has been for other people, and see your own mudita, vicarious joy. It's so joyful to hear what has been gifts for others, and share your joy. Let it be received. Share your abundance with others. So with that invitation, I will create the breakout rooms, and the size will be roughly 3-ish. And let yourself be held in the sense of abundance. Here we go. I'm going to open them now. All the rooms opened. Welcome back, everyone, and we just have a couple of minutes and would love to hear your reflections. Please can raise your hand. What was that like to share, to receive? Or you can type it in chat. Please don't be shy. especially if you don't share often. I'd love to hear your reflections. Your reflections are important. Neil, please.
So, I mean, that was a lovely meditation, right? Focusing on everything that's wonderful. I mean, how could that go wrong? Well, okay, I take that back. But it did go wrong tonight. But then it, being in the small group, it was, you know, it just sort of like magnified everything. You know, getting to hear how other people, you know, I mean, they all had lovely things to say. Yeah. It was wonderful, I guess, is the sum.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate so what I hear from you is you know, of course, turning towards the good is a sense of goodness and abundance comes up. And what I appreciate you sharing is being actually in the group, in hearing and sharing, it gets magnified. It really gets magnified. So, yay, that sounds lovely. Thank you for voicing that. And while you have the floor, Neil, I wanted to please ask you if you would kindly share the link to the Google Groups that you have kindly created, which is one of the things I'm grateful for you stepping up and supporting the community that way. Thank you, Neil. Yeah. And we have some Casey says, grateful for tonight's meditation to remember there has been good this year and things to be grateful for. Victoria says, feeling grateful to be here and for everyone who shows up. Ah, that's what a nice way to feel abundance and gratitude towards the end of this very crazy year. So it's 7:01, and I want to try actually from now on to be a little more respectful of everyone's time. Let's end the session together. I'm happy to stay an extra couple of minutes if anybody has any questions or comments, reflections they'd like to share extra time. So may the abundance of our practice, the abundance of our heart, the abundance of our lives be shared with all beings everywhere, in our actions, in our thoughts, in our speech. And may we support all beings everywhere in goodness. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. So I'd like to invite you, if you wish, to unmute yourself and say greetings.
Greetings.
And goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Happy
holidays. Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Blessings.
Blessings, everyone. Take care. Bye.